you, Madam Chair. We are faced with an ever-widening gap between humanitarian needs and available funds, which also heavily affects UNHCR, considering a current funding level of only roughly 50%. It also emphasizes the urgent need to broaden the support base. As pointed out by the Africa Group, Germany notes that Africa continues to host the largest number of persons of concern to UNHCR. At the same time, it is the region with the lowest percentage of funding compared to the requirements. This discrepancy underlines the need for concerted efforts to ensure operations are adequately funded. Madam Chair, we are pleased to see the High Commissioner's determination to move the implementation of UNHCR's strategic directions forward. We welcome that the advisory report of 2017 confirmed that UNHCR's enterprise risk management framework is firmly in place and encouraged UNHCR to further mainstream the approach within the entire organization. The establishment of risk management focal points as part of the Risk Management 2.0 is a crucial step to prevent corruption and fraud and to increase overall integrity of UNHCR's programs, and we would like to hear more about that. Also, the planned establishment of regional human resources teams geared towards the delivery of more effective and efficient human resources is indeed worth considering. Madam Chair, Germany would like to thank the Deputy High Commissioner for her report on activities of the IGO and the report on evaluation. We are pleased to hear about major developments in both areas throughout the reporting period. In particular, we welcome UNHCR's efforts to implement the recommendations resulting from the 2016 external review of its oversight functions, as well as the establishment of the newly configured evaluation service. We also appreciate UNHCR's evaluative review of its policies and approaches on the prevention of sexual exploitation and abuse. As regards the IGO, we particularly appreciate the approval of new positions in response to the rising number of complaints of misconduct and the new renewed efforts to prevent and respond to sexual exploitation, abuse, and harassment. Through its JPO program, Germany will provide an associate legal officer to support UNHCR's IGO. While Germany appreciates UNHCR's reform efforts, the crucial role UNHCR will play in the implementation of the GCR and its commitment to step up its IDP response, we are mindful of potential budgetary implications. We therefore encourage UNHCR to frequently seek guidance from member states on strategic management and budgetary measures, matters, allowing for a thorough and open exchange. Lastly, particularly in the expectation of the outcomes of the ongoing MOPAN assessment, we look forward to maintaining an open exchange with UNHCR on these topics. Thank you very much.